You're listening to the Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Sue Donham is tracked down of a curious caravan. Riders wanted. Share expenses. Starring Peter Lucas. In the Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the Ford Motor Company and Lazy Boy Recliners. Also by State Farm Insurance, International Harvester, and Quaker State Motor Oil. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
This is Hugh Downs with a Ford Car Buyers Report. Car buyers today are giving serious thought to the real cost of car ownership. Not only purchase price, but operating economy and trade-in value. What about operating economy? Well, consider gas mileage. Lots of Ford LTD owners have discovered that adjusting how they drive results in surprisingly good gas mileage. And consider maintenance. The estimated average cost for 50,000 miles of normal driving in the 74 LTD versus the 73 LTD can be as much as $182 less in scheduled maintenance. Compared to its nearest sales competitor, LTD maintenance schedule specifies fewer spark plug changes, fuel filter changes, and chassis lubes for more savings. The 1974 LTD is the best-selling car in its price class, evidence that for many, it's the best solution to owning a full-size car.
The well-made Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
We are living in a paradoxical time. The jet age slowed by a fuel shortage. We must learn to retain our mobility through group travel. Today, the story of a journey. Five strangers together in one car. Four of them are what they appear to be. But there is one among them who is not. That one stranger is a killer. And now, riders wanted. Share expenses.
Is this Leon's diner?
Who's asking?
My name's Dunn. Teddy Dunn. This ad in the paper says, riders wanted. Share expenses, destination Florida, inquire Leon's diner.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Nancy!
Don't shout, Leon.
Oh, I didn't know he was right there. This fella here is looking for a ride to Florida.
I don't know how far exactly, but Florida's in the right direction.
Well, we got room for one more. Are you willing to chip in for gas and food and maybe a campsite or two?
As long as my money holds up.
How soon can you be ready?
Right now. Everything I own is right here in this knapsack.
Well, we'll be taking my car. Come on, I'll introduce you to the others. My name's Nancy Etheridge. What's yours?
Teddy Dunn.
Pretty lady, what do you say we hit the road?
Right away. But first I want you all to meet Teddy Dunn. He'll be going with us.
Another passenger? Well, won't it be awful crowded?
Well, Mr. Dunn will be helping out money-wise, so I guess we can bunch up some. Teddy, this is Joe Don Brady.
I didn't mean nothing personal by it.
And this is Albert Moran.
Which you prefer, Mr. Dunn or Teddy?
I keep to myself mostly, you know.
Oh.
And this here is Lucy Sims. Howdy do. Well, I guess we're all acquainted. Let's get started. Goodbye, Leon. And thanks for everything.
Well, you have a safe trip now.
Nancy,
there's a job here waiting for you if you ever decide to come back, you hear?
I hear. Take care now.
Well, here's the Vernon Lipscomb file.
Thanks, Russ.
That's quite a list of aliases for a jewel thief.
Lipscomb's more than that. He's a fugitive. Walked out of prison upstate. He was doing 10 to 20 for armed robbery and attempted murder.
Wow.
Wish we had a more recent photograph of him. Psychiatrist report calls Lipscomb a borderline mental case.
Sam, why would he head south? He can't be that loony.
Well, the word is Lipscomb's heading for the border. He'll probably work his way east and then try to slip across to El Paso or maybe Brownsville.
You think he's here now?
I don't know, Russ. Better check the bus depots and the flea bag hotels in the Tenderloin district. That seems to be his pattern. Oh, and make a copy of that photograph before you leave.
Right.
Mr. Dunn, would you mind terribly rolling out your window? That wind's blowing mighty hard back here.
It's too hot. Wait till we get out of the desert.
I'm very uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
Hey, fella, the lady asked you nice. Now, why don't
hey,
you...
Hey,
now,
Mac, who asked
oh,
you?
Oh, now, partner, we ain't even left California yet.
Yes, we have. That was the border.
Anyone hungry?
I'm starved.
I could stand a cheeseburger. How about you, Lucy?
Mr. Dunn, the window.
Teddy, please.
There. You satisfied?
Thank you.
We'll stop for gas and food in Kingman. If we're lucky, we can make it as far as Flagstaff by midnight.
McSwain.
Sam, we're in luck, maybe.
What do you mean, Russ?
I found the hotel where Lipscomb's been, but he's gone.
How long?
A day.
That's not too bad.
Ah, I got something else. The desk clerk says Lipscomb asked him if he knew anything about those share-the-ride deals leaving town. Bought himself a Sunday paper and checked out.
Good work, Russ. Come on back. By the time you get here, I'll have a list made up from the ads.
I'm on my way.
Why are we stopping?
Can't drive with my eyes closed, and they're closing.
Well, I can drive.
Just what is your hurry, Wendy?
I'm tired.
Well, be reasonable, Mr. Dunn. Accidents happen at night.
What are you saying, Nancy?
Well, this is a rest area. That's what it's for.
Oh, I'm taking a walk.
He's had a hair up his nose ever since we left.
I don't like him.
Well, Mr. Dunn has the look of a man chasing after something.
You got the right idea there, Albert, except you got it backward. I say Dunn's a man being chased.
This is Jim Backus with news about the most comfortable experience of a lifetime, a Lazy Boy reclining chair. It's ideal for apartments, living rooms, dens, family rooms. Lazy Boy is as beautiful as it is comfortable. Available in any style you can imagine and in hundreds of decorator fabrics and vinyls. Make your favorite room a haven of gracious living. See your Lazy Boy dealer today. Hurry up. He's waiting. Run down there. Go. Yes, indeed.
Agent Gabe Franco explains the low-cost inflation coverage State Farm offers homeowners in most areas.
As the value of your home increases, the amount of coverage that you have on that home automatically increases. You don't have to call your agent every year and say, look, I think my home's increased in value, would you raise my insurance? You don't have to do that. It's automatically.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Leukemia is a disease of the blood-forming organs. It takes the lives of more children than any other disease known to man. It afflicts even more adults than children. At present, there is no cure. However, a great deal of progress has been made in the treatment of leukemia, and many doctors believe that if we can find a cure through research, it could well open the door to the cure for cancer. I'm Shirley Jones, National Chairman of a program to raise funds for leukemia research through radio broadcasting. If we can find a cure to this dread disease, we can stop the deaths of 15,000 victims each year and help in the search for the cure to cancer. Today, radio stations across the country are fighting leukemia. Please help. Make your check payable to LSA for Leukemia Society of America and send it to LSA Hollywood 28, California. That's LSA Hollywood 28, California.
Morning running down these ads. I sure could use a bite.
Leon's Diner's next on the list. If it doesn't pan out, we'll grab a meal there.
How far away is it?
Oh, about 10 feet.
Oh. Who are we looking for?
The ad doesn't say. How about him?
Hey, Alan, get out here and fill this table now.
Excuse me, I wonder if you could tell me something about this ad in the paper.
Who's asking? On cops.
That's right.
Well, friend, you're a little late. They left yesterday.
Was this man one of them?
Huh? Well, I can't tell for sure. Not much of a picture, is it? Oh, yeah. Now I recognize him. Hair's longer, but that's him all right. What's he done?
He broke out of prison.
You mean it? Well, that makes it bad for Nancy, doesn't it?
Who's Nancy?
The girl who put that in the paper. Nancy Etheridge, best waitress I ever had.
How many passengers did Miss Etheridge have in her car?
Oh, how many passengers? Now, wait a minute. Let me see there. There was him in the picture, and a couple other guys, and the two women. That's five altogether.
Yeah, well, what kind of a car did they leave in?
Oh, no, I couldn't say that. Now, the black sedan, though, I know that. I don't know the make of the model. Nancy bought it used, you see, just of day.
You know where she bought it?
No, I don't know where she bought it.
Do you know where they're headed?
Well, east as far as Florida. I think her family lives there, you see.
She married?
Well, she was. He died. They got a kid, though. In fact, she said she was going to pick the kid up on the way. The boy lives with her sister-in-law.
Where?
Oh, Texas, someplace.
Texas is a big state.
Yeah, I know. I remember the town if I heard it.
No? Houston, Dallas, El Paso, San Antonio.
No. That's it. El Paso.
Sam, I am really hungry.
Well, you can grab a sandwich around town while you're checking out used car lots.
Used car lots?
Nancy Etheridge bought a black sedan recently. Try to find out where. Get a description and a license number. I'll alert the Border Patrol at El Paso with the information we have so far.
Sam, you don't think Lipscomb's going to do anything to those people in the car, do you?
I'd like to find him before he gets a chance.
You know, Lucy, maybe it was luck that we stopped at this station when we did.
How much do shock absorb his cost?
I have enough.
Hey there, pretty ladies. How we doing?
Oh, it'll take an hour, Joe Don.
Where did Mr. Moran and Mr. Dan go?
They headed into town.
Together?
No. They were even going in different directions. I think I'll head in myself. Any of you ladies care to join me?
I better wait here.
Wait with you.
Okay. I'll be back in an hour.
Well, the car's ready. All we need now are the passengers.
Mr. Moran's in the washroom. Oh, wait, here comes Joe Don.
All set?
Just about.
Hope it wasn't too expensive.
Are we ready to push off?
Soon.
We're waiting for Mr. Don.
Well, he's not back yet?
Maybe he got restless and run off.
We better wait a bit.
He had his knapsack with him. I saw him in town.
Oh, here he comes now. Hey, what's everybody looking at me for?
I ain't looking
at you. Here you are. Say it. What's on your mind, cowboy?
Not done. You've been asking for trouble the whole time.
Oh, no, please. Friends. Let's just leave.
Good idea. Joe Don, sit up front. Teddy, hop in the back.
Just like children.
Well, I struck out, Sam. I've been to 40 car lots. Nothing sold to Nancy Etheridge. Oh, I'm sorry.
In Gallup. How long ago? Right. Thanks.
What's up?
Plenty. Lipscomb's been in Gallup, New Mexico.
Well, how do you know?
There was a jewelry store robbery and a shooting. The store manager identified Lipscomb by the wire photo, then lapsed into a coma. They think he's going to die.
Here, honey, this is for you.
Oh, George, what a nice surprise. What is it?
It's a tire gauge.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
What's a tire gauge?
Well, you check your tire pressure. Well, it helps you get better mileage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got it free from our participating international dealer just for looking at the new international travel all.
A new international travel all?
Yeah.
What's a travel all?
Well, it's something like our old station wagon.
Our old station wagon?
Except the travel all's a foot and a half shorter, so it's much easier for you to park.
Our old station wagon?
Yeah, and it has 20% more room inside, more room for you and the kids, more room for groceries. We'll get lots more use out of it.
Our old station wagon?
And right now, until July 20th, you get four Firestone gas-saving steel-belted radial tires on most models at no extra cost.
But where is...
And they're worth $290, suggested retail price.
George, where's the new travel all?
Right outside the window.
Oh, George, it's different.
I know.
I like different.
I know.
Good old Harry. What a host. When Harry throws a party, nobody goes thirsty.
Here, let me freshen up that drink.
Good old Harry is such a great host. How come Bill and Jean had such a terrible fight?
I want to go home right now. I don't care. I want to go home right now.
How come Bob had a little trouble driving home? And how come everybody who felt so good last night feels so bad this morning? Maybe good old Harry is not such a great host after all. Maybe good old Harry is a pusher, a neighborhood pusher. Harry pushes alcohol. So if you serve alcohol, please, don't be a pusher. And if you're a guest, don't let good old Harry or anyone else push you into drinking more than you want.
A public service message from this station and the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
Here's the turnoff, Nancy.
Hey, where are you going?
El Paso.
Pass? Since when?
Well, Nancy's going to pick up her young son. You were asleep when she mentioned it.
You could get out and hitchhike.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Please don't start, you two. I'm trying to concentrate on my driving.
No luck?
No time. The car's got to be registered with the state, but by the time we locate the papers, Lipscomb could be halfway to South America. I figure they're somewhere between Albuquerque and El Paso already.
This is pretty tight, Sam.
We got nothing on the car, and not much of a make on Lipscomb either. That guy at the diner had a rough time recognizing him from the picture when... Wait a minute. The diner.
The diner? What about it?
That's a long shot, but we got to try it. You got your pills?
My pills?
For air sickness. We're flying to Texas in half an hour.
Oh, not again.
What is it, Nancy?
I'm exhausted. We all are. Lucy's asleep, so is Jodan.
So I noticed.
How far are we from your sister-in-law's?
An hour. Two, maybe.
Boy, look, why don't we switch places? You rest, I'll drive, all right?
Oh, you don't know the way.
No, it's a shame to be so close and yet so far. Perhaps we can stop for coffee soon.
Well, I'm getting out. I need to stretch my legs.
Oh, careful. You wake me up.
What is...
You were on my knapsack.
Where are you going?
What's it to you?
You're not in the car, fella. Don't break it up. Say that. That's my valise. Give it back to me.
What?
Where did all this jewelry come from?
Yeah.
I stole it. And I shot a man who tried to stop me.
Albert, you...
I'm a dangerous criminal, or so I'm told. Nobody move now. You two, back out of the car now, very slowly. Now, that's it.
What are you going to do with us?
Well, I don't want to hurt you ladies. You just do as I say, and everything will work out fine. Nancy, drive.
That's the border up ahead.
What are all those lights?
I don't know.
No, look, turn the car around. We're going back.
Back where?
Our first destination. We're going to visit your little boy. Ladies, after you.
Albert,
I'm asking you not to do this.
Well, I haven't done anything yet.
Let us go. We won't tell.
Please don't bring my little boy into this, Albert. I'll drive you anywhere else.
I'm sorry, Nancy. I truly am. But we're all along for the ride, you know. I have to ask you to share the expenses. Get out of the car. Move now. No tricks.
Albert, please.
I'll tell you what. Nancy, if I get out of this, I'm going to give you the jewelry. All of it.
You can give the jewelry back.
Oh, no, I can't. I can't go back. They'll put me away for good. You see, I've been away before. There's no getting out anymore.
Albert.
Enough.
I'm not going any further.
He'll shoot us.
You listen to Lucy now.
I don't care. Not one more step.
All right, I'll make it as painless as...
Let's get him, freeze!
You know something, Sam? You'd really make a great gambler. Your long shots always seem to pay off.
I don't like to gamble with people's lives. If Nancy Etheridge hadn't sent that postcard to Leah, well, the gamble would have failed.
Oh, we could have let Lipscomb through at the border.
There was no guarantee the others would have survived. We needed to turn him back. It was the address on the postcard. Oh, we were lucky, all right.
By the way, you got a postcard today from Nancy Etheridge.
What's it say?
Do you think I read your mail? Well, says she's had enough of Florida and she's coming back.
Wouldn't you know it?
And no riders this trip.
How's that?
She's flying.
Today, we're driving the big family car less as we use our gas-saving small car more. Now, an underused car doesn't always get enough exercise to eliminate harmful engine deposits, so it needs quality protection, like Quaker State Motor Oil, made to protect against harmful deposits. Quaker State is now available more places than ever. It's one good thing we don't have to give up.
Quaker State, your car. You keep it running, yeah.
Hi, I'm Jim Backus with news about an exciting sale taking place at your Lazy Boy dealers today. You may now put a famous Lazy Boy reclining chair into your living room at unbelievable savings. The ultimate in beauty and comfort can be yours in the style of your choice to match your favorite decor. Don't just sit, relax and recline sumptuously in a Lazy Boy. Your choice of quality colors and fabrics. See your Lazy Boy dealer today. Do that.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes. Exercise your imagination. And join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Riders Wanted, Share Expenses is an original radio drama adapted by Sue Donham. Peter Lucas was heard as Sam McSwain. Featured in the cast were Dick Perrin, Julie Bennett, Casey Kasem, Tommy Cook, and Hans Conry. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Collis, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman, Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.